Basketball was everything that helped me escape from my pain. When I was a little kid, I didn't have my dad in my life. It was just my mom, my sister, and I. And, you know, it was a rough time to grow up in. You know, there was a lot of fighting, there's a lot of violence, and, you know, there wasn't much to do except get into trouble. I started doing drugs, started smoking weed like around 12, and then, you know, later on in my teenage years, I started helping my friends deal drugs, and a lot of people don't really know that. I lost a lot of my friends from suicide. There was a lot of times where I stayed up at night, you know, feeling depressed, feeling alone, feeling like, you know, my life was worthless. And so the only thing that really kept me sane was basketball. You know, I used that as a front. You know, I lied to a lot of people about the stuff I did, and, you know, basketball and, you know, just trying to make my life mean something and trying to prove something was the only thing that I had going for me at that time. You know, every time I felt like I tried to fix a problem, it felt like everything around me was falling apart. It seemed like every time I tried to do something by myself, it felt like, you know, the pressure of the world was on me. My grandmother was one of the most influential people in my life. When she tried to take us to church and everything, and you know, I didn't want to listen. I didn't think that Jesus was for Native people. I thought he was for white people. I thought, how could God or Jesus allow Christians to do all these horrible things to other Native people? You know, the guy started talking about everything that I went through in my life, all the pain from losing people, all the pain from, you know, when people got hurt, all the pain from, you know, that I'd done to myself. And, you know, basically everything that I did in my life, he was addressing in very specific details. And so I realized that I needed change. I realized that I couldn't do this on my own. And so that's when I let Jesus come into my life. And from there, you know, everything just changed and I didn't feel hurt anymore. I started to feel love. And I started to feel peace in a way that I've never felt before. You know, from that one moment of my life, you know, having Jesus come into my life, you know, everything changed. You know, I can be a strong person and I can do a lot of things on my own, but there's a lot of stuff that you can't do as an individual. You know, you can't deal with your depression. You can't deal with suicidal thoughts. You can't deal with a broken heart like Jesus can. You know, you can hide it in whichever way, through alcohol, drugs, partying, you know, friends, relationships, but there is no greater solution to your life than what Jesus can do for you.